This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
We have in studio with us from the Rutherford County Library System, Kathleen Tyree, and she is with the Technology Engagement Center within the library system. How are you this morning, Kathleen?
I'm well, Scott. How about yourself?
I am good. It's been a little warm out there.
A little bit, but you know, there are places in the country that are hitting it hard. That, what, heat dome?
Yeah.
I'm grateful that we don't have that.
I know in Las Vegas area to California, Los Angeles area, you've got that great big in-between of just open desert where it's like 111 degrees out there.
Well, fortunately, here in Rutherford County, we do have libraries. You can come and cool off if you need to.
It's not quite 111 here.
Truth.
So what is happening at the Technology Engagement Center?
Well, June is kind of our chill month. We take a break while the other branches are doing their summer reading program. They're in a whirl of activity. Lots of stuff on the calendar on the website. So everything is going on there at the other branches. And we take it kind of easy, regroup, but we're going to hit it hard in July. So I'm here to tell you about things that are going to be happening in July.
And for parents out there, there are lots of things for kids to be involved in.
Oh, yes. And there's always things to do at the Tech. We had some folks yesterday, grandkids were visiting. So they came over and had a big Lego competition just within the family. It was great to watch. We have video games you can play. There's the maker space. You need to go through orientation for that. But that's on every Saturday and Sunday. So once you have the orientation under your belt, you can come and utilize the equipment. All you need is your library card.
And some very cool equipment there to use.
Indeed, we've got a couple of 3D printers. We have a Glowforge, which is a laser cutter. We have a resin printer, which we're still getting the kinks worked out. That's got a hood on it that we need to keep the odors at bay.
I bet that resin, I can imagine the smell pretty
strong. So we're working on that. I just met a professor at MTSU who has one, so I'm talking with him about learning a little more about that resin printer.
Now, what can you print on a resin printer?
A lot of minifigures for gaming, military games, tabletop, role-playing games get done with that, but they're much more detailed than 3D printing.
So you would bring in, I guess, if you were able to design this at home, you'd bring in that saved copy on
your
thumb drive or something, mm-hmm. and then plug it in.
You can purchase those as well. There are sites online where you can purchase someone's design, and so you do that with your own dime and bring it in, and you can make as many copies as you're allowed to.
Now, I've always wondered, if you use the library computer and you do purchase something online, how is your information, like credit card information, is it wiped away immediately when it's a library computer?
Oh, if you're using a lab computer?
Yes.
Yes, we do have things set up. You know, it's the same sort of situation where how we protect children, how we protect people from nefarious sites. Mm-hmm. So there is a set of softwares that wipe away information between users. So that's why you sign on with your library card. That counts how many people are using it. But when you sign off, it wipes away any information that has been stored.
Well, that's good to know, because I'm sure a lot of people out there, there are things they may want to buy online or pay for online while they're in the library, but they wonder what's going to happen if I put my credit card in here.
Oh, exactly. And there's always best practices. If there are any doubts, talking to a librarian is a good idea.
And these services that are available at the Tech Center, these are pretty much all free unless you choose to, like you were saying, buy maybe a figure to download and print.
Right. And that wouldn't be from us. That would be from, somewhere else. There are dedicated sites for that. Of course, it escapes me right now. But Etsy is a good source for SVG files for the Glowforge.
Cool. I had no idea.
Yeah, I've used that before for quite a few things. There are a lot of free sites as well, but you get what you pay for.
Sure.
On free sites. The only time there might be a cost to the library is if after orientation you utilize our 3D printer and you want to use our filaments.
Like the plastic or whatever it is that you print.
Exactly. So it may be that you're doing some one-offs, you're deciding how to proceed forward with something and you don't want to buy filament yet until you know how it's turning out. So you just purchase it from us. It's 15 cents per gram.
Okay, and there's lots of help there at the library. So if you don't know how to do something like print something in 3D, there is help available.
Truth. It's best to give a call and be sure that someone is there, because not everyone of the staff is as versed on all of the equipment.
Plus, you guys are probably running a summer schedule with employees.
Folks on vacation. Yep. Exactly. Yep. And most of the staff, well, all of the staff, the library staff at the Tech, are part-timers. So I'm the only full-time staff. The IT staff is housed in that building, but they're not my staff. They're Kevin Robertson's staff.
And some of the different programs going on at the Tech Center this summer, they look exciting, but one stands out just because we recently had an astronaut who was born in Murfreesboro and grew up in Mount Juliet. He flew to outer space recently. So it is the Girls STEAM Ahead with NASA program. What is that?
Well, that is something that we got a small grant to fund. Cassandra Taylor did that for us. And it got us $400 for programming costs. And to fulfill the obligations of the grant, we're having five different events. And one we've already done. It was a display. So we'll be doing some events in July, starting on the 10th, on Wednesdays. And it's for kids, 3rd to 12th grade. It is called Girls STEAM Ahead because that's the focus, to get girls more engaged in science. But it is available for all family members. You know, you've got a sibling that wants to come along. As long as they're they're in 3rd to 12th grade, they're very welcome. It's going to be more of a drop-in event rather than Girls Who Code, where you have to register and hopefully come every single week. This is going to be, it's available to you. It's going to be on the same day of the week, Wednesdays. I believe it's at 4 o'clock, starting on the 10th of July.
And, you know, for anybody listening, the Girls STEAM Ahead, that title, Girls, I'm sure part of it deals with, you got a grant that was specifically funded for this.
Correct. So we need to call it that because they're the ones that are giving us money. So we need to give the nod to the folks who are funding it. And we have had questions on Facebook, and I've tried to answer saying everyone is welcome as long as they fit that age group. Yeah. And realize that that is the organization, the name of the organization that is funding it. So we're just following along as we should.
That makes sense. We did have a question texted to us, and they were asking, can we look up court records at the Tech Center? I don't know if there's a specific site.
So if not at the Tech Center, then go to the Historic Research Center.
Yeah.
Over with the Rutherford County Archives, because I'll be very honest, I have not tried that. I will when I get back to the office. But if not here, if not at the Tech, then yeah, try with Kayla over at Historic Research Center.
Sounds good. And then going back to some of the different classes and events taking place, the programming in July or June. In July. So what are some of the other programs that are taking place? Because I do see the gardening club. That sounds like a neat thing because you guys have a seed library there.
That's true. We do. It's been going strong since we opened up, I guess, the 1st of March this year. And it'll go through, it'll go through till Labor Day, the seed library.
And that is a pretty cool thing to have because I don't know that, I don't guess all counties have a seed library handy, but you guys do have one.
We do. I was inspired by, there are a lot of libraries do have this now, but Nashville Public Library and some friends over there. And some seed libraries want you to bring seeds back, seed save. And I don't know as much about seed saving. I do a few things, zinnias, watermelons, some of what I consider the easier things to save.
Yeah.
And I encourage anyone to give it a try. There are books in the library. There are sites. The UT Knoxville Extension has a lot on their website about seed saving. So if you want to try it and bring us some seeds, say, hey, these were the zinnias that I grew this summer. Put what they were, where you grew them, how successful you were. Is it mixed colors? Is it cut and come again zinnias? And we'll offer them to folks next year and say, these were successful in Middle Tennessee. The ones that you want to do that with are heritage seeds.
Okay.
Because hybrids don't necessarily continue on true to the original form.
So does the seed library work just the same as the regular library? Like you come in and you say, I want to get this seed and take it home and try it.
A little bit like that. We have it in our lobby. Actually, it looks like a cubbyhole, like a mail slot from a factory. I bought it on Facebook Marketplace, actually.
That's cool.
From a fellow here in Murfreesboro. And we painted it up. We've got it labeled. We've got a little spreadsheet so you know where to look for tomatoes or for herbs or whatever is in the season right now. Flowers have been very, very popular this summer. You look for what you want. You can take out 6 packets per week with your library card. So you've gotten some yesterday. Well, you can come back next week and get some more. And we've had some very regular patrons coming through, and people have shown me pictures. They've been working with their kids, their grandkids. They've tried container gardening because they're in an apartment or a condo and don't have a yard. So it's been very rewarding. It's been a lot of fun to hear about. You know, you recognize someone and say, hey, how did those cosmos go? Did they grow for you? Have they come up? You know, are your cucumbers, whatever it is that you remember that they got. So all you do is fill out a form. And what we do with the form is track the seeds that were the most popular so that we realize if something is not very popular, we won't bother purchasing it. We started this with a donation, and we are continuing it with purchases, and we are soliciting donations from, there are some seed companies that will offer that to library seed libraries. That's redundant. So, and this STEM Gardening Club, this was a brainchild of one of the staff members. She works every other Sunday and said, can I just have a little gardening club for the kids? Because she works on our garden. We have a little straw bale garden, some container gardening, and a pallet raised bed in front of the tech. And they've met since the beginning of June. And they've done things like, this is how you start seeds. This is how you transplant seedlings. This is how you weed your garden. So for those who maybe don't have any place at all to garden or just want to get their hands dirty, it's been a lot of fun.
Very cool. And then also the tech staff, they're going to be at the outreach at Lane Agri Park on the 28th of this month, I believe. What is that?
Well, they give us an opportunity or to sign up. I guess it was early in the year, maybe February. They sent an email out if you've done it before. So Katie Turner was there in May when they had just started up to talk about summer reading program. And Trey and I will be there the end of this month so we can hype up about the programming in July. And I believe Kristen from MGL will be there later in the summer to talk about programming at MGL.
Okay, and that's going to be, again, on the 28th, and that is at the Farmer's Market. And, of course, the Farmer's Market at the Lane Agri Park is every Tuesday and Friday, I believe between 7 a.m. and noon. So that is a day that it's going to be the Farmer's Market.
Right. I believe we're there from 9 to 11.
Okay. And again, that's coming up at the end of the month on the 28th. And, you know, the tech is such a cool place because of all the different things that occur there, all the different things you can do there, even video games. That's something else you have.
That is. We have Xbox, PlayStation 4, Switch. Most of those, we also have just the digital content, but we have physical games. We do not circulate our games. They're in-house use only, since MGL is just down the street, Line Ball is just down the street. But if you want to place a hold on an item and pick it up at the tech, you can do that. Just when you place your item hold, just check the box that you want to pick it up at the Technology Engagement Center. But if you want to come in and try a game before you buy, or you just want to have a little break, get out of the heat, play some games, we're also setting up a Wii that got donated to us.
Oh,
do you
okay.
remember those?
Yeah, I do.
Those were a lot of fun. You could move around a little bit more with those.
Interactive.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. That should be a little bit later in the summer, maybe again in July with everything else.
Very cool. And then what are some other things that I may have missed that are coming up in the tech?
We're going to try and do a little bit more. You're going to laugh at me. We're going to try and do a little bit more outside. I know it doesn't sound very exciting with it being so hot outside, but a lot of programming really translates nicely to the outdoors. Mm-hmm. So whether it's story time, you know, we do have a storybook walk. We are on that lovely site next to Hopgood Elementary School, so you could have a nature walk. We might just have popsicles on the patio because it is so hot.
That's right. That sounds good. Popsicles right now.
We might just borrow an idea from Lime Ball and have a bubble palooza. Just get out the bubbles and have a good time. So just try and spend a little bit more time outside as long as it's not too hot. But we have that great patio that's easy to hose off if you make a mess. There's a lot of green space around us. We're working on getting lawn games, ladder toss. The Friends of the Library just okayed a custom cornhole for us. It's going to have the RCLS logo on it.
Oh, cool.
So if you want to come out maybe in the cool of the evening before we close at 8 o'clock and just toss a little cornhole, we'll announce when that arrives. Just a little bit more of a, what do they call it? A third place. Some place to come and hang out.
Lots of hands-on things to do there,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
Now, if anybody out there listening has a business meeting that's on Zoom that's coming up, can they still rent out just one of those small rooms to hold their meeting?
Yes. We have three of the smaller rooms, and we have one larger room that if all the small rooms are closed and the large room is available, sure, we're going to let you utilize that. You will have noticed, most likely, that the online room booking has been a wall for quite some time, but it is going to start up again. After the first of the fiscal year, which is July, we were waiting for a new software. Budget constraints made us wait, but we are happy to say that that's going to start up. It already has in Smyrna, and it has been vetted there. It seems to be quite successful. So we're looking forward to that online room booking again. But if you want something between now and July, just call us at the Technology Engagement Center or email us or just pop in and say, hey, I need a room on Friday. Is there space available? And if it's not a walk-in same day, you can have it for 4 hours at a time. If you come in today and say, do you have a space right now? We just let you have it for 2 hours just because of fairness.
If you're doing a lot of Zoom meetings for whatever business you're in, sometimes it looks better to do it in a more professional setting where it looks different, obviously, but it does look more professional and the sound is a lot better there because it's a closed off space.
And we do have a recording studio and a video editing studio that are even more enclosed, sound dampened, and we have a green screen if you don't want those
even cooler
sound dampening tiles in your background. You could go ahead and throw the green screen up there and make it whatever you want.
And that's right. You could Paris in the background.
Exactly. Yes, I happened to drop in on my Zoom call for you.
That's right. I'm very busy. I'm making time for you, though. And then I guess the sound baffles in the background, that too would look impressive because they'd be like, well, I've got this studio in my home. It's where I do all my Zoom meetings.
Exactly. I wanted to focus on you.
That's right. High tech. So what else is happening?
We're going to have some maker events for kids. Those have been very popular. They will be announced on our website, and they will be a pre-registration event because we can't have too many because we want everyone to have a chance. We want it to be fun for all. These utilize our makerspace for the most part. I am not privy to what the exact details are because my staff is doing this. I'm very proud of them for their ingenuity, but we'll have one for kids, probably ages 5 to 9, and another one for tween teens, so ages 10 to 17.
So talk a little bit about that maker space. What is that at the Tech Center?
We do have a button maker. We just had a really great reel on TikTok about that, saying, what do you mean? All you're thinking about is the button maker.
Yeah.
And somebody came in that day and said, you've got a button maker I can use? Yeah, you can come on in. You can utilize our button maker. It is for a small volume of buttons. If you need, 50 or 100 for your family reunion, we're going to suggest that you go elsewhere. But if you need 5, that where can be your resource.
So are these the buttons with like the little needle on the back? You put them on? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I've got one here on my lanyard that's for Juneteenth.
Ah, all right.
And we had some at the Juneteenth celebration at Bradley Academy.
I remember, I think it was, the mid to late 80s, where everybody in school had the buttons and they were trading them on their Levi jackets, of course.
Exactly. We were just talking about that the other day and how we need to do that with the buttons just displaying what books you've read.
Yeah, just have a whole list of them right here on your jacket.
Wouldn't that be fun?
So what else is going on at the Tech Center in Murfreesboro?
Well, if you want to take an orientation for the Glowforge, give us an email or a call because the space where that device is located is sort of small, so she likes to have just a couple people in her orientation at a time.
And what is the Glowforge?
The Glowforge is a laser cutter, so it can cut wood, acrylic, it can etch on those, it can etch on metal, it can also cut and design on leather, which is, I will say, rather interesting smelling.
Yeah, the burning smell of leather.
Cork.
Huh.
So coasters.
Yeah.
Very, very fun results. We've got a lot of examples of things that we've done there at the Tech. If you want to come see some things in person, sometimes we put them up in the display case so you can see quite a number of things. But we have some items on our front desk.
So do people bring their own piece of wood to cut or burn into? What do they do?
We get them started with the plywood that is, it's a birch plywood that is appropriate. And Michael's and Joann's actually sell the Glowforge branded materials now. It used to be we had to get them online. You can use some things that I'll call off-brand, generic, but it's best to bring your item to the front desk and say, this is what I'm wanting to cut. This is what I'm wanting to etch on. Is it okay? And most all of us are experienced enough with this that we can say,
this will work or won't work.
Right. And we do have a list of things during the orientation that are introduced to people. We have a spreadsheet that when they put a design on a cutting board,
sure,
they can say, this is what I've done. This is the speed. This is the number of passes. And so it's a good reference item for people to go back to.
Very cool. Again, Kathleen Tyree with us this morning from the Tech Center here in Murfreesboro. And we're about to be out of time, and I think we're going to change subjects and find out a bunch of different stuff that's happening within the library. The cool thing about the Tech Center, of course, it's free to go there. It's free to get a library card. All you have to do is stop by, literally.
Truth. We need a photo ID with a current address. If your ID is out of state or doesn't have a current address, just bring us a piece of mail. It can be an Amazon receipt on your smartphone.
Okay.
That will work for us. We sign you up. It takes but a minute. We ask you to fill out a form that's a little bit of demographic information, which takes mere seconds, and that helps us with state information and also grants funding. So that's really all the requirements for getting a card. Parents, if you want to get cards for your kiddos, just know that you have to be with them or they have to be with you. So grandparents can't do it for the kids unless they are their true guardians.
Okay. And again, the Tech Center here in Murfreesboro, what's the easiest way to find it?
If you go down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and take the light at Minerva turning north towards MTSU, we are the first driveway on your left. Looks like you're turning into Hobgood Elementary School, but then you look at it and you see Technology Engagement Center. Okay. If you're on Main Street, you'll take Jupiter Place to the right.
And then the Tech Center is kind of behind or directly next to Hobgood.
Correct. It's right where their playground for the smaller children.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Again, Kathleen Tyree with the Rutherford County Library System and the Tech Center. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Stay with us. We do have more news and information coming up, including more news about the library system here in Rutherford County.
By growing up in the restaurant business and being always around it, it was just something that was just second nature to me. I didn't realize the amount of work that was involved in it. I didn't understand and appreciate all that my parents sacrificed in order to provide for us. And now I'm very thankful and I'm very appreciative of the foundation that they laid for me so we could teach others to create what they have done to make it more of a legacy than just a passing of the torch.
This is Peter Demas inviting you to enjoy a meal with our family at Demas's Restaurant.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, and our hand-fed baby bird nursery is starting to fill up. If you are looking for your next sweet feathered companion, come in and see us. Find your next pre-loved, pre-spoiled pet here at Animal City. Be sure to check out our downstairs level. Here at Animal City, we would like to thank Murfreesboro for letting us be your family-owned and operated pet store for 33 years. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Hello from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda bringing you library news and events from our 5 branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. The American Library Association and League of Women Voters have announced a partnership to educate and empower voters in 2024. The collaboration is a part of ALA's recently launched Reader Voter Ready campaign, aimed to equip libraries to engage with voters. Local libraries and state and local leagues have long worked together to co-host voter registration, educational programs, and candidate forums. Many libraries promote the league's online voter information tool, vote411.org. The collaboration between the national organizations will expand those connections and generate new resources, including a forthcoming toolkit to support collaboration at the local level. The partnership hosted a webinar, League of Women Voters and America's Libraries, Partners to Count On, which is available online. The webinar is open to all and highlights the experiences of library and league partners with actionable ideas and key learnings from their work together. The new resources will be jointly hosted by ALA and LWV and available to all library and league supporters. Don't forget, the 2024 Summer Reading Program is well underway, but you can still register and participate. This program is designed for readers of all ages to encourage lifelong reading habits. Just register online, track your reading, and once you've earned enough points, you'll receive a completion certificate you can print and share. Not to mention, all of our participating branches will be having summer reading activities, DIY crafts, entertainment, prizes, and more. Visit our website calendar to find events or the Youth Services page, which has a full Youth Services calendar that is updated monthly. You can also follow us on social media via Facebook and Instagram. An RCLS library card is not required to attend summer reading program events. And remember, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed Thursday, July 4th for Independence Day. But as always, you can still access our digital collection 24/7 from Hoopla, Libby, and our online catalog. Now let's hear from Limebaugh Youth Services.
Hello, this is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at Limebaugh Public Library.
And this is Ollie Miller, Youth Services Assistant at Limebaugh.
Our Adventure Begins at Your Library summer reading program is in full swing. We've made our compasses and maps in our STEAM Adventure Days, and we have so many more adventures still planned. STEAM Adventures are for ages 5 and up every Thursday morning at 10 a.m.
For our science enthusiasts, we'll have a virtual conversation with a scientist from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on Tuesday, July 2nd, and on Wednesday, July 3rd, the Tennessee Aquarium will host a virtual animal encounter. Both of these programs will be presented on our projector in the Limebaugh Children's Space.
I can't wait! Make sure you join us for our story times, offered multiple times each week. During the summer, we have itty-bitty story times on Mondays at 10:30 a.m. for our littlest patrons, and all-ages story times on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday afternoons to meet everyone's schedules. We'll even have a Saturday story time on July 6th at 10 a.m. and special campfire songs and stories at 6:30 p.m. on June 19th and July 9th.
Don't miss our favorite performers every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. On Wednesday, June 19th, we'll have the Tennessee Philharmonic Quartet playing a selection of familiar movie themes. There will also be an instrument petting zoo following the performance so kids can try out their favorite instruments. Mr. Bond's Science Guys will be here on Wednesday, July 10th with their STEM Adventure Science Show.
Limebaugh Public Library is once again partnering with Rutherford County Schools to offer free lunch for children ages 0 to 18 during the summer reading program. Lunch will be provided Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. until Friday, July 19th.
The Girls Who Code Club and Read It First Book Club will continue to meet during the summer. Girls Who Code is for rising 3rd through 5th graders, and we'll be reading the Friendship Code together each Thursday at 4 p.m. The Read It First Book Club pick is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Check out our catalog for information about both physical and digital copies of these books. On Saturday, June 29th at 10 a.m., we'll have popcorn and watch the movie together.
We're bringing back everyone's favorite prize wheel, the Dewey Win Wheel, every Monday this summer. Spin the wheel, Check out a book from the nonfiction section you land on and get a prize.
Do you have a child who is struggling or a new reader? Does your child love to read? Does your child love dogs? We have the perfect opportunity for you here at Limebaugh. Call to register to read to a trained reading education assistance dog. The dogs love to listen to children read while being petted and cuddled. Stevie and General will be here Mondays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, July 13th at 10 a.m., we'll have Frankie the Poodle.
Our Tween and Teen Book Bundles event continues each month for our young adult patrons. Scan the QR code online or in the YA section at Linebaugh and share your book preferences with us on the form. Swing by Linebaugh to pick up your personalized bundle beginning July 1st. Our summer tween and teen events are every Saturday afternoon. We've got some fun activities planned for our teens. Don't miss Glow in the Dark Painting on June 29th or Constellation Jars on July 13th. Each of these events requires advance registration, so please visit our website for more details and to sign up.
And for our older teens, don't miss the new Teen Tabletop Club meeting every Thursday this summer at 6:30 p.m. We'll play a variety of board games, card games, and D&D one-shots.
Every Tuesday afternoon, beat the summer heat at Linebaugh at 3 p.m. with large-scale board games and Nintendo Switch tournaments. The games vary each week, so check out our calendar of events for more details.
And if you'd like to get more involved with the library and youth programming, consider joining our Teen Advisory Board. The Teen Advisory Board, or TAB for short, meets on the first Saturday of each month at 3 p.m. For more information, please contact Joabi at jandrade@rclstn.org or call 615-893-4131 extension 138.
We're challenging readers of all ages to read for a total of 600 minutes this summer. That may seem like a lot, but it works out to 20 minutes a day for 30 days. You can register online on our website or go to your local branch to sign up. You can read anything you want, from picture books to audiobooks to graphic novels. Prizes for completing your 600 minutes of summer reading will be available at your local branch from June 26th through July 20th.
For more information about any Limebaugh Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131 extension 114, visit our Youth Services page at rclstn.org, or follow us for all our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Linebaugh.
Hi there, Miss Maddie here at MGL Library. I do all of the youth services here, and I'm excited to tell you all about some of our summer reading programs that are coming up. If you've never been to MGL before, we're a small library inside of Patterson Community Center, and you don't need to have a Patterson membership to come. Anyone can come in and enjoy the library and library programs. One thing coming up that I think is going to be so much fun is our Cupcake Wars program. This is for all ages on Friday, June 28th at 2 p.m. We do ask that you register either in person at the library or over the phone so we know how many cupcakes to get ready. Everyone will get a cupcake to decorate with the adventure theme for summer reading, and we'll have some different criteria that we judge the cupcakes on and prizes for the winners, so that will be super fun. And then you get to eat a cupcake at the end. We also have an instrument petting zoo with the Dow Street Community Music School on Saturday, June 29th at 1 p.m. Kids will get to hear some different instruments as well as get to physically touch them and learn about them. So that will be really fun as well. Every Wednesday, we have a different STEAM lab program for the summer. Those are at 2:45 p.m. Recommended ages would be first to fourth grade, but anyone's welcome to join. One STEAM lab coming up that will be popular, I'm sure, is on July 3rd. We will be making fluffy slime. And another family program I think would be one that a lot of kids would enjoy is on Friday, July 12th, we are making galaxy jars. Make sure to check out our website and social media or stop by the library to get a calendar because we have something going on pretty much every day. Every Friday, we have our story times. We have make and take crafts every Tuesday. We have a passive program called Explorers Club every Monday. Lots of things going on this summer, so make sure to come and visit the library.
Hello, Rutherford County families. This is Ginger at Smyrna Public Library. Did you know you can still register and participate in this year's summer reading program, Adventure Begins at Your Library? That's right. You still have time to read for 20 minutes a day for 30 days to win a prize from the friendly librarians at your local library. There are so many different types of books to choose from at the library. You can find the perfect book to take you on an adventure in your mind. So visit the library today and prepare to embark on your amazing summer adventures by reading a new book. We look forward to seeing you soon at the Smyrna Public Library at 400 Enon Springs Road West in Smyrna. In today's economy, many families are looking for high-quality, low-cost entertainment. Well, Rutherford County families, look no further than your local library. You are in for an even better deal because this summer's entertainment at the Smyrna Public Library is high-quality and free. During the Adventure Begins at Your Library program in June and July, you and your family can enjoy performances by the following entertainers: The Runaway Puppet Theater, Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra Musicians, Rachel Rodriguez, a bilingual singer and storyteller, and Mr. Bond and the Science Guys. And as the summer reading program draws to a close in mid-July, Dandy DJ will finish our program with a dance party. Visit Smyrna Public Library this summer for fun adventures and great entertainment. Hey, parents and caregivers, free lunch for children is now provided at the Smyrna Public Library at 11 o'clock each weekday for anyone ages 18 and younger. This is part of the USDA-funded summer nutrition program with meals prepared by the Rutherford County School Cafeterias. Make plans to attend the free library program each day at 10 o'clock and stay for free lunch at 11 o'clock during June and July. We look forward to seeing you all at Smyrna Public Library at 400 Enon Springs Road West in Smyrna.
The Rutherford County Library System comprises 6 branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Limebaugh, Smyrna, Eagleville, Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, all RCLS events are free and open to the public unless otherwise stated. Please check our calendar at rclstn.org and social media for a full list of virtual and in-person programming and events. For a list of the events you heard here today and more information, please call 615-893-4131 or visit rclstn.org.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
At Middle Point Landfill, we strive to serve our neighbors.
This county is willing to put themselves out there and take some new initiatives.
Mike Clausen, General Manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
We want to transform Middle Point into a sustainability campus where we are building recycling facilities. We're building cutting-edge diversion facilities.
Middle Point values its relationship with you, which is why we never tire of serving our neighbors throughout Rutherford County.
Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com.